is what brings us together today.
Ah, marriage, raising kids, building a family. Those were the things we dreamed of.
Tuck your daughter in!
Always!
Just calm down.
I've given you the best years of my life.
Take out the trash!
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I want a divorce!
Welcome to Thrive with Pastor Brad Digney, diving into what it means to thrive, not merely survive in marriage, parenting, and family life. And now your host, this is Pastor Brad Digney.
Oh, you're listening to Thrive. I'm your host, Brad Bigney, and I've got my wife, Vicky, joining me again to try to help
Thrive
you.
Hello, Thrive family. So happy to be back with you.
Yeah, we are just so grateful for what God has done and is doing. Because I hope you realize, Brad and Vicky Bigney don't just now do a podcast and talk about marriage. We have to work on this still every day. We still have to lean in. The things that God showed us, we have to lean in and keep putting it into practice. The moment we let up or stop leaning in, we could get to a bad place again. Mm-hmm. So none of this is automatic, and it's never set it and forget it.
Right.
But it does get easier.
Would you say
we have both formed some new habits?
Yes.
We have formed some new habits. We've got some shaped thinking that is different towards. And gratefully, we've got some fond memories now.
Right.
I mean, we've got some happy memories. No, we did not. And so through time, it's better. But don't make a mistake ever in thinking there's going to be this point where I just won't have to put forth effort. And so we're talking about what does God say? And let me throw this in there. Part of what keeps us moving in the right direction is you never stop reading God's word.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a listener that doesn't have that habit, let me encourage you.
It's just a great reset.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it, Vicky. When I read God's word, it's a reset on my mind. It reorients me. It renews me. It's like, aha, oh, that's right.
And it gives you God's perspective on your life versus the lowest point you've reached.
So I need at least every 24 hours to have God's perspective punch through my little world, back into my heart, back into my mind.
And part of that is his kingdom's more important than mine is.
Yeah. And his ways are not our ways.
Right.
Oh, Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord." So we got to go to his word to find out his ways regarding love. And so 1 Corinthians 13 tells us, love is patient, it's kind, but it does not envy, it is not puffed up, and it is not arrogant. So we've been digging into, in the recent shows, what does arrogance or pride look like? We love to see it in other people, like, oh, there's a proud woman, there's a proud man. And we fail to see it in ourselves because pride has many different manifestations. And so consider this. One way that pride shows up, you guys, is we love to just think in terms of personality types. Well, he's just really talkative or she's just really talkative.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get you to consider talking too much and not listening to other people is often rooted in pride. Proud people who talk too much often do it because they think what they have to say is more important than what anyone else has to say. And when there are lots of words, often it's rooted in a heart that just has no interest in knowing what someone else is saying or learning about anybody else.
Right.
Thoughts, Vicky?
Well, I just think this is something it's kind of just a very telling situation. When you run into someone who basically they talk all the time and you walk away from them and they know nothing about you.
Yeah.
So I just remember recently, it was probably...
It's so funny sometimes when you end those moments with someone and they say, well, it was so great to catch up with you. And you literally think to yourself, you know nothing more about me than you did before we started 35 minutes ago.
Exactly.
I caught up on your life.
Yeah.
You didn't learn anything about me.
And I had a friend recently, probably like 8 months ago. You don't know him, so don't try to figure it out. But I just remember my heart was really heavy.
It's not me, is it?
No, it's not you.
Oh, good.
Aren't you glad?
Oh, good.
But my heart was just really heavy. I don't remember exactly what was going on, but I really just thought, wow, I just want to talk to someone about this. And so with this friend, I began to tell them what was going on. And I was about halfway through
kind of
my story.
Kind of pouring your heart out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pouring my heart out. I was about halfway through my story and my friend said, hey, are you almost done? There's something I wanted to say to you. Something else I wanted to tell you. And I just thought, yeah, I'm done totally. And I just shut down because
now.
I realized they're just waiting for me to finish. They're not really listening and they don't really care about what's going on with me. They're just so quickly wanting to tell me about what's going on with them. And that just, that was the end for me. As far as, I mean, not the end of the friendship, but because, you know, none of us is perfect.
But that was the end of you having any desire to continue to tell them what you were struggling with because you realized they're not listening. They're just waiting.
Right.
For me to take a breath so that they can move it to a different subject and tell me what they want to talk about.
Yeah. And then I remember my mom, who was a saintly woman.
She was a great woman.
She was such a good woman.
I love her and I miss her.
Yeah, I do too. She would, there was a family. Well, there was a.
I think I know where you're headed here.
There's a friend that would call her regularly. She had several friends like this, which I mean, I just don't think I could put up with it. But this friend would call, and I'm not exaggerating, 2.5 to 3 hours.
Oh.
Every time you saw their number on, she didn't have a cell phone. She had a regular, you know, phone on the wall.
Handheld.
So you could see who
cordless.
Was calling.
Handheld
yes,
cordless.
And you could see who was calling. I don't even know why she answered, but this person
She's
would literally
woman.
Talk for, she is a great
yes.
woman, for 2.5 or 3 hours. And literally she told me one time, she said, I just recline in my easy chair. And then I turn on, The Lone Ranger and Tonto, that was one of her favorite shows.
Yeah, whatever that channel is on cable that plays all the old shows.
Right. I've never watched that show, but it was one of her favorites. In fact, one time I called her and she said, well, I got to go because I got to finish watching The Lone Ranger and Tonto. I tried to not take that personally because normally she was a great listener. But she said, I'll just turn on The Lone Ranger and Tonto and I'll just put the phone on my chest.
Lay it there.
Yeah, I'll just lay it there. And occasionally I'll just say, and I kind of can hear them in the background, but mainly I'm just watching my TV show. Mm. And I don't think that person even, you know, there's my mom who was a recent widow. They're not asking, how are you doing?
Yeah.
How are things going? Not having your spouse? How are things financially? No, just all about them. And she, like I said, she was a saintly woman. I'm not sure I'd do that.
And if you think about it, it's rare when you run into someone who is others focused regarding the conversation. And so consider this, when you walk away from someone and you very often think, oh, I just feel so encouraged, so refreshed, that was so enjoyable, take a little longer and think about what just happened. Very often they drew you out. They drew you out and they were asking you questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something that we need to do and we need to do it in the home.
Right.
Because even
couples,
in a marriage, if you're not careful, we're so full of what, how we're hurting or what's on our heart or what we're excited about that even Vicky and I try to catch each other. And we still have to be careful. And I'll say, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right.
Because she'll be telling me something when I called from work in the morning just to touch base. But I'm already got something in my mind that I wanted to tell her. Sometimes three things. And so it's easy to make a mistake and just not listen.
Mm-hmm. Or think my stuff's more important.
And do all the talking.
Yeah.
One of the most loving things you could extend to your spouse is to convince them in real time that you care about what they have to say.
Right.
And nothing says I'm listening quite as well as when someone takes a pause or a break or a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of changing subjects, you ask a clarifying question about what they were saying that signals, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to more. Even like regarding sharing the gospel, I just tell our church family all the time, you guys, this is not that hard. Ask questions.
Brad does
ask
such
people.
A good job.
I do it at the gym. I do it on a plane. I do it in the neighborhood. Just, well, Fred, did you grow up in Cincinnati? Well, Fred, tell me about your job. Or what's the hardest part of your job? Or have you seen that industry change? You just keep asking questions. And I've never had somebody turn to me and say, really? I don't want to answer any more questions. They will talk.
Mm-hmm.
And
but notice you're showing, it's a purposeful choice. You're showing interest in someone besides parading everything about
very
yourself.
Very often on a flight, it might be 45 minutes. And finally, someone will say to me, well, what about you?
I'd love to be there.
Where are you headed? What do you do? What's going on? And now I want you to know I'm sensitive. So I know there's people that have no desire to talk and they got their earbuds in.
No, you have a good
balance. I'm just saying, I just feel it out initially.
Mm-hmm.
My go-to beginning is as soon as I sit down, buckle up, I just turn and say, well, you know, if I'm on my way to Minneapolis or Salt Lake City, is Minneapolis your home? And then we just take it from there. You can tell if someone wants to talk or not.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
I'm telling you what, ask questions. Mm-hmm. So even with your spouse, I know you might think, well, we live together. We're married. Mm-hmm. What is there that I don't know? Lots.
Right.
And even if you're hearing something you've heard before, it's a super loving thing. And it's a humble thing to hear it again as if it's for the first time. We're talking about what could make your marriage thrive versus feeling barely alive. And I got to tell you, pride will just kill it. Pride will choke out real love. And one of the ways that pride shows itself is by doing all the talking. You always think your thought is the best thought. And what's on your mind is the most important thing that needs to be shared. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll press on into this, what it looks like to relate to each other in love, which means we've got to recognize where pride is showing itself in my life, not just her life or his life.
And we'll be back with more from Brad and Vicky in just a moment. You know, this is one of those days, it's just convicting. Because what Brad and Vicky are talking about, I've done a lot. It's like the story Vicky shared about trying to open up to a friend about something pretty serious. And halfway through sharing something that was deeply, deeply important to her, the friend basically said, are you almost done? I've got something I want to tell you. That's conviction right there because I've done that. And honestly, that's why resources like Fortis Plus matter so much. Let me tell you more about Fortis Plus. First of all, it's completely free. Not free for a limited time and then you have to pay us or give us your credit card information. None of that nonsense. It's free from the very first moment you begin to use it and forever. And every single day, we're adding content to Fortis Plus. There's hundreds of hours of audio and video content sitting there right now, and it's being added to every single day. Content from voices like Brad and Vicky's that understand marriage and family. Content from voices like Dr. John Krotz about theology and life. Content for the Gen Z man from Dr. Adam Tyson and others. And here's what I love about it. It's daily. We're adding every single day to Fortis Plus. Because let's be honest, let's connect what Brad and Vicky are talking about to this. You're not going to suddenly become a better listener. You're not going to suddenly become a more humble spouse by hearing one podcast episode. You need consistent input that starts to reshape how you think, that rewires the patterns that Brad was talking about. Fortis Plus helps give you that reset every day, a daily reminder that your spouse's words matter more than your next thought. Just search in your app store on your mobile device or on your smart TV for Fortis Plus, or you can simply go to fortisplus.org. Again, it's free, but we can't continue to produce content like this and give it away for free without our gospel partners. Those are people just like you who believe in exactly what we're doing here at Fortis Institute. So would you consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, only if you're already giving faithfully to your local church, because that's your first giving priority. And if you're doing that, would you begin to pray about what it would look like in your life to maybe link arms with us here at Fortis Institute? All the details can be found right now at fortisinstitute.org. And now let's get back to Brad and Vicky. This is Thrive. Welcome back to Thrive.
You're exactly like your mother.
Are you kidding me?
Life with you was joyless.
And now back to your host, Pastor Brad Digney.
All right, you're listening to Thrive, and we're talking about what would move our marriage in a new direction. And God's word tells us, yes, there's things to do, and then there's things that you got to figure out. Am I doing that? Am I doing that? Am I doing that? And if you are, you got to root it out. And so he actually gives us 8 things not to do that are going to kill love. And two of them are parades itself and puffed up. He gives us two different ways of coming at pride. You just, it's all about you. It's all about you. And how that shows up very often is in how we use words. Mm-hmm. How often are you asking your spouse a question versus telling your spouse a long story mm-hmm. versus complaining to your spouse about how hard your day was? Don't hear us saying there's no place for that.
Right. We do that.
But it just can't be all that. Mm-hmm. How often do you say, well, honey, da-da-da? How, and then when you ask the question, you've got to actually mean it when they start to answer you. People can tell right. if you really didn't want to know that.
Yes.
That was a rhetorical question. Mm-hmm. Hey, how was your day?
Great. How was yours?
Because actually, I just want to tell you about mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ooh, this shows up and it's pretty shocking and pervasive how wrong people get this. Wouldn't you agree? Vicky,
totally.
As we just do life together, yes. It was hilarious. You know, we moved to a new home, a patio home on one level, so that we can get ready to be old. And they shovel my snow, they mow my grass. But one of the big pluses is there is a community pool. And so we've been hanging out there. And I cannot tell you how many times I'll be in my chair or I'll be in a float. And it's called the Big Joe. Mm-hmm. We got two of them at Sam's, I believe. Mm-hmm. Where you can float sitting up and it's got little armrests and oh goodness.
It's the good life.
Love just sitting in my Big Joe and talking to my sweet Vic. But sometimes I'm just sitting there and I can't see who's talking, but there's someone who is talking. And I assumed he was on the phone, you know, with that thing they do where their earbuds are in, but when right. someone calls, they just start talking out loud, straightforward, and they're not really talking to anyone in their presence.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had talked on and on and on and on and on. I don't think I'm exaggerating, am I, Vicky? Yeah. You were there 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I never heard another human being say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I spun my Big Joe around, I was like, oh my word, he is sitting next, he's in his 20s and he's sitting next to a lovely young mm-hmm. woman in her 20s.
I think it was maybe like a first date or something.
I believe they were on a date.
Yes, or
and
something.
Lo and behold, I realize there is a real person and he has not asked her a
right.
single thing. He has just gone
and
nonstop.
And I literally just wanted to go up and tap her on the shoulder and say, run.
Yeah. I was like, this is just a
girl.
Precursor to what is coming, girl. This is not a good sign. This guy has not asked you one single question about you.
Yeah, I literally thought, wonder what's going through her mind. I'm sure she's just thinking,
I was like, oh,
boring.
My goodness. Oh, I remember a time, like, it just cracked me up. It was sad, but I thought it was hilarious. I had a Zoom meeting with someone. I often do. And someone I don't know that wanted, supposedly, this is what gets me. So many times people will make an appointment with me. Hey, Pastor Brad, can I meet with you and ask you about, you know, about prayer or how did you get counseling going or how did, you know, often church planters want to talk to me about church planting. But then it's shocking how, guess what? In the meeting, they don't ask me anything.
Hmm.
They do not ask me. They just tell me all about how great they are, what they're already doing. And at the end of the meeting, I find myself thinking, why did we meet?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know any more than you knew before we started. You just took 30 minutes or an hour to tell me. So this was a Zoom meeting where, you know, it's a phone call, right? But the call got dropped. So my screen went blank. I can no longer hear him at all. But I've got the phone number, so I start calling him, and it's busy. Bomp, bomp, bomp. And I would wait a minute, and I would call, and it's still busy. Bomp, bomp, bomp. And I realized he is still talking. He doesn't know that the call has been dropped, and I am no longer there.
Right.
I kid you not, it was like 5 to 7 minutes before he answered the phone. And that gives you an indication of what was
right.
going on. This guy was talking nonstop without taking a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, that's pride.
Right.
That's rooted in pride. And you can do it to your spouse. You don't want this happening in your home with your spouse. Most unpleasant.
Yes.
Yeah, because we've all got all kinds of things that we're excited about and would love to say. But real love, 1 Corinthians 13 is talking about what is love. Real love listens. Real love does not do all the talking and doesn't think that your thoughts are the best thoughts.
Yeah, and then we talked about this in a previous show, but it may not even be something you're necessarily interested in.
Huh,
but
good
point. It's of interest to them.
That's right.
It should become of interest to you. And I understand, you know, your husband may have a job that's very technical, or the wife may have a job that's very technical.
Yeah.
And you just think, I don't even understand what they do, but that's really not the point. When you listen, you're showing interest and you're showing, I can think of someone besides myself.
Yeah.
But that does take a
good
humility
point.
And it does take time.
And we both try to do that with each other. I have felt that from Vicky. I know for a fact that there are things that I get really excited about. I get excited about words. I just love words. And I'll read whole books about words. I mean, books
shocking,
that have,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Books that have titles like Etymology. And I'll just start gushing one night, and I'm just telling her, oh my goodness, this is Professor So-and-so, and he's actually a professor of literature at Oxford, but he also knows this other guy that I read it at. And she just smiles sweetly and shows interest and will ask, instead of just, and then she turns back away, she shows interest. And I know that's a choice. That's a choice. But I tell you what that is. That's love.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about, what does love look like in action?
You do the same thing with me. I mean, you really do.
I hope so.
There's parts of my day that are very, like we talked about in another show, very mundane.
Yeah.
And you're willing to listen about that.
Yeah. But this is a human problem, because pride is something that's deeply entrenched in all of us. I just, another example of a time that I was just shocked. I just watched it play out and I just thought, I can't believe this is happening. We decided to have a widow's lunch. You know, mm-hmm. Vicky and I love people, and we really love, we try to really notice older people,
yeah,
and love
like
on them
people.
And give them some attention. In fact, just last week she said, oh, let's do a widow's lunch. We got some widows that we can see in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday they go out to lunch. So she's like, Brad, let's go
great.
With them. So I looked at my calendar. You can imagine I am so busy, but I looked at my calendar for the weeks ahead to pick a Sunday where we could say, hey, we want to go with you. It's like five or six widows. But anyway, we had a group of widows to
and
our
this
home.
This was years ago. Most of them are probably dead.
So anyone listening in our current church family, I am not talking about you. Don't try to guess who this is. This happened in another state, another place, another church. But it was shocking. We had, four widows over for lunch?
I don't know. It was like 15 of them.
No, it wasn't. We had a tiny little living room at the other house.
Oh, I thought you meant the Christmas lunch. Because we had a Christmas thing with all the widows over. Okay, you're right.
Well, I'm on like four widows in our little front living room.
Okay.
And I mean, it was shocking. One widow, one woman would start to tell a story about her daughter and where she lived And then as soon as she took a breath, instead of someone saying, oh, I've been to Portland before, what does she do for a living? They would just start talking as if that person had
totally
not even said
subject.
This, totally unrelated. And as soon as they took a breath, someone else would start with a totally unrelated.
It was very hard to know who
it
am I supposed
like
to be talking
to. It was like watching a group of children snatch the ball away from another child on the playground.
Right.
I just couldn't hardly believe what
you
I was seeing.
Baffled,
and I know they're lonely.
Right.
But I got to say to you folks, that's not how to have a friendship.
Right.
And it's not how to have a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And very often someone would be left thinking, I don't think I want to have another lunch like that.
Right.
And if you're listening and you're not married, because I assume some people are tuning in to just learn about love and relationship. Oh, hear us on this. One of the best things you could do, best foot forward, is not, yes, please give some attention to your hair. Think about how you're dressed. But it's what we're hitting on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You go out on a date and you do all the talking nonstop. And I don't know why, Vicky, would you agree? I think men make this mistake more than women. I see more, and think about the number of ladies that we know that are single in our small group that'll say, huh, I went out with him. He talked nonstop.
Right.
He did not ask me one single thing.
I think it's
both, I know both
really.
Can do it, but it seems like in dating situations, I see it more where a guy will talk nonstop about himself and not draw her out. We're talking about what could cause your marriage to thrive or at least move in a better direction. guess what? You got to root out some of the things that choke out real love. And one of them is pride. And pride, one of its manifestations is you do all the talking and you don't ask questions. You don't seem to care about your spouse and what they think or what's important to them, even if it's little, even if it's ordinary, even if it's mundane. Real love shows an interest in mundane, ordinary things about your spouse.
This has been Thrive from Pastor Brad Bigney, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.